Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast. Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and on today's episode, we are interviewing Georgie Glover about the challenges. Now, today's episode really is for all you scare actors out there. You give us an amazing fright every single season, but I'm guaranteeing some of you may get injured, you may get tired, you may get fatigued, you may get ill, you may get just have general aches and pains or hurt yourself throughout the run. Now, Georgie has created the challenges, and most specifically what we're talking about in this episode is the Dead Strong Challenge. Now, it's just started, it's 3 days in, so it's starting in August, going through September and October, and it's all about getting you guys fit, ready, physically, mentally, emotionally, for an absolutely awesome 2021 Halloween season. So, without any further ado, let's get Georgie Glover onto the Scare Track Podcast. Hi folks, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Georgie Glover from The Challenges by Georgie. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, it's great. It's very exciting to have you on. Obviously, we know you've worked within Thought Park and Death Cell in the past, so our paths have sort of semi-crossed, but now yeah. You've got the challenges, and it sounds like an amazing idea, a fantastic thing to do for the scare industry. So thanks for coming on to the show. It's great.
No worries. Thank you so much. I'm honestly really excited to be here. And yeah, it's funny how our paths have kind of almost crossed, but not quite got there. So I'm glad to be here now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a crazy world, this sort of UK scare industry. It's sort of so niche, but massive at the same time as well, isn't it? It's like you kind of know everyone, but you don't quite know everyone.
Yeah, it's like you know them from across the room at like ScareCon, yes. And you've seen them before. Maybe you've danced with them at one point. Maybe you've said hello, but
yeah.
Bless.
But yeah, and speaking of ScareCon, I cannot wait to get back to ScareCon. I've missed it way too
Me
much.
Too.
But we'll get there. We'll get there again. But let's talk about the challenges. So I'm very excited to talk about this. It's something brand new that that you've created. If anyone wants to check it out, go to their Instagram now. I'll put the link in the show notes below so you can go and check it out. So talk to us. What exactly is The Challenges by Georgie?
So The Challenges is, it's a challenge, but it's a program that's created by scare actors, specifically for scare actors. And it's mainly focused around fitness and getting you in kind of tip-top physical shape, ready for the demanding role that is being a scare actor. But not only that, it also helps you get in the right frame of mind. We think a lot about, I don't necessarily like the word holistic, but it's kind of within that vein where I truly believe that you have to get in the right mindset to actually be able to make a physical change in your body or in your performance. So we do look a lot about, mindset and improving confidence. And not only that, but obviously trying to bring Halloween forward a little bit and starting to have conversations and network within the scare industry, but a little bit earlier, which is also a treat as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, scare acting is such a, it's a passion of so many people within mm-hmm. this UK scare industry. And I love talking to directors, creators, managers, mm-hmm. tech people, but the actors really are the icing on the cake when it comes to scare attractions, haunted houses. Mm-hmm. If you can have the best themed, the most elaborate, the most expensive, the most technical attraction in the world, and it's nothing without the scare actors. And I think that's something here in the UK that we really, really do hold on to, mm-hmm. quite rightly so as well. Just a little bit of a backstory then. So you've been a scare actor for a number of years now.
Yeah, so I started all the way back in 2013 and I've mainly been working within Merlin, so at Thorpe Park, mm-hmm. working my way up as an actor. So did a couple of seasons there for Fright Nights, and also working as a seasonal actor, opening different attractions there, and then working my way up to being a show captain, so kind of working within a kind of duty management capacity over certain attractions, training up all of the actors, and you know, looking after the guest experience and things like that. So since 2013, so it's been a good time now. Took a few years off, but I'm sure we'll come into that a little bit later. But kind of, I know firsthand the struggles that actors go through, having Definitely. Been an actor myself and doing it regularly, but also from a show captain point of view, when you're running an attraction and you're looking after all of your actors, and then you see someone's got shin splints because they've been stomping too hard and haven't got their body used to it, or someone's burnt out and they're like getting sick because they haven't mentally prepared for the role. This isn't something they've done before and it's all very overwhelming, or they're, you know, not fueling their body correctly, things like that. So kind of have an all round perspective of how hopefully the Dead Strong Challenge will be able to help fellow actors.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that can sometimes get forgotten about. I mean, I think there's some fantastic trainers in the UK when it comes to scare acting. I know Steph and her team at Thorpe are fantastic, to name but a few, Rosie at Screamfest and Kieran Quinn at Scream Effect. Like, there's some fantastic trainers who can teach you how to scare, they can teach you how to startle, they can teach you how to do different types of scare entertainment and also be safe doing it. I know they're the two key aspects of how to scare and how to do it safely. But I feel that potentially, like with the challenge, something that is sort of forgotten is the stamina, is the how to do this night in, night out, how to make you know, continue to give those scares, but not to batter your body up and things like that. And I'm guessing the challenges are just going to help people with that side of scare entertainment training that is sometimes maybe just taken for granted.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the kind of people we have on the team at the challenges, we have our resident PT, her name's Ellie. Again, all of the people that are on our creative team, they're all actors or have been actors in the past or managers for scare attractions. So everyone knows firsthand exactly what it's like when you're working in those attractions. And it's all very well as well if you're physically fit and you exercise a lot. Scare acting is a completely different ball game. Like, you're moving your body in such a peculiar way where you're darting here, there and everywhere, you're stamping or you're moving very quickly. And, you know, unless you're preparing your body ahead of time for that kind of movement, it is a real shock to the body. I mean, again, I'm sure we'll come on to this, but one of the main reasons why I made this challenge specific for scare actors was, after my latest audition, I was aching 3 days after. Because my body just wasn't used to it. I mean, I exercise regularly, but not in the same way. So the kind of exercises that we're doing as part of the Dead Strong Challenge really do prepare you for the kind of movements that you're doing in a scare attraction. So it's quite unique in that way.
Absolutely, definitely. So is that one of the main reasons really that you've sort of created the challenges, in the fact that, you know, you've said it yourself, you've been to purely just even an audition and that's killed you for 3 days later. And, you know, these seasons I know Thought Park has started as early as like the first weekend of October, and I know sometimes you have press nights, sometimes you have warm-up nights or rehearsals and things like that. There's some attractions that the first event I think we go to is Farmageddon in the middle of September. So these actors have to be trained for a long time. So purely because, you know, firsthand you felt it yourself on 3 days later after this audition, I'm still battered. You feel that there's ways you can sort of help and train people to go, right, this is how you can do things, and this is how you can make sure you're not hurting for days afterwards. This is how you can give your best performance day in, day out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just getting started, like, as early as possible, because I think the longer that you leave it, I mean, if you're waiting until you're in that rehearsal period to start exercising again, then you've left it too late. Like, you hear it every year, people are like, oh, and by the way, disclaimer, this isn't any kind of weight loss program or anything like that. It's called Dead Strong. It's about getting strong, you know. But when you're in the middle of a scare acting season, you hear people all the time be like, oh, I'm going to lose weight during X period, or I'm going to feel this way whilst I'm doing it. But people don't think about doing that ahead of time so that you can really make the most out of the season. You hear it all the time, people saying like, oh, I can't wait for Halloween. I can't wait. And then people get injured and then they're off for a few days, or they burn out and then they're off for a certain period of time. Why leave it so that you're then missing out on that prime time, the highlight of the year, you know, and you're spending it in first aid, or you're spending it in A&E even. I mean, I'm talking to people now. I just did on Instagram, actually, if anyone goes over to give us a follow, you'll see on stories saying, what's your gnarliest scare acting injury. People get knocked out, cracking their heads open, ending up in A&E. So, you know, like, these things happen, and God forbid that anything that happens like that to you and you have to miss out on any days of your favorite time of year. That's what we're really trying to avoid here.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And you're quite right. Why not? Why only in October? Why not start now? Which is a good ethos to have. So let's talk specifically about the Dead Strong Challenge then, because that's running from now, so August until October 2021. There's still spaces on that, so people can join whenever they like.
Yeah, absolutely. We only have 50 spots available, and we have just over 20 people now. So there are spots available if anyone would like to join us, and it doesn't have to be straight away. It can be whenever, but obviously, as I've said before, it would be better to get started as soon as possible so that you can get the most out of the training that we provide.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's only helping these people because, like you say, you don't want people to go in there week one and either injure themselves or wear themselves out, where you have to have time off. Because as well, you've got to look at, I mean, the scare season, don't get me wrong, I've done some seasons of acting, only shorter seasons here and there, and it kills me. It is knackering, you know. You do have to physically and mentally prepare yourself, and not only for the fun side of it. I know it's always a scare family and people do this for the love and the passion, but it's also your job for that amount of time. You as a team leader, as a show captain, when people are calling in sick, that only makes your job harder. If you have people injured, that means you can't fill the rota, which then in essence basically makes an attraction not as good as it can be. Like we say, we need those actors. So the Dead Strong Challenge, people can join up. And how exactly does it work? If the people are listening now going, you know what, that sounds amazing, this girl really knows what she's talking about. How, if they're going to sign up, how does it work? Sort of, is it a weekly program? How would they sort of get everything out of the challenges?
So how it works is it's split into months. So obviously there's 3 months of the overall challenge. And the first month, which we just started, so August, the month is called Ignite. So it's like you're striking the match. So we get you started very slowly. I mean, the guys will know that are on there now, and I hope there's going to be some of them that are listening to this or listening back. They'll know we've started off quite kind of beginner friendly. So we do a fortnightly fitness test just so that you can gauge your progress. But other than that, every day you'll have a workout that you can do, and there's active rest days built into that. So you don't even have to think, oh, when am I going to do this exercise? When am I going to do that? When am I going to rest? It's all built in for you. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a workout every day that you can complete. And as well, you'll have two daily challenges. So for August, because we're just starting off, we just want to start building up people's activity levels. So we'll start with one of the daily challenges being 5,000 steps, which for some people might not seem like very much. But for me, for example, I sit behind a desk most days for my job. So 5,000, that's like a 4K walk out of work. So it's just about getting your body moving a little bit more. But some people might find that part easy. But obviously, it just depends on what you're up to at the moment. Definitely. And the second daily challenge is all about confronting your comfort zone. I mean, I'm completing my challenge right now. I'll let you into a secret, because doing this kind of thing, doing a podcast, is completely out of my comfort zone. I've never really done this before. I did one with Picking Brains last week, but which was really fun as well. So this one's all about just getting out of your comfort zone. And this is where the mindset side of things comes in. Mm-hmm. It's all about just building your confidence and your belief in yourself that, yes, you can do uncomfortable things. You can do scary things and you can conquer it. And imagine how that translates into your acting. You're going to be going in to rehearsals with a brand new cast of people, working with people that you've never worked with before or potentially not worked with before. And you're trying to build that trust, and you're jumping into situations that might make you feel uncomfortable. So it's just all about preparing you for that now and getting you in that mindset of knowing that you can do things that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's only going to, from the sounds of it, going to elevate people's performances sooner as well, because I've seen it many a times when I've either worked in attractions or consulted for attractions as well. We've done just a little bit of that with a few events, which we really appreciate. But you'll see some actors who, and they're all there, they're up for it, they're all excited, but you can sometimes, there will always be a handful where you go, they've come on leaps and bounds. You should have seen them the first week compared to the last week. They're so much more confident. They're so much more energetic. They know the better scares. Now, if they have something like, you know, the challenges, the dead strong challenge, well, that process can start 3 months earlier. So they can better themselves, better their attraction. Their team will be bettered for it. So it's only a win-win situation, really, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to go for with this.
Perfect. And like you say, the space is now, so you're able to join. They're on Instagram, like I say, guys, so it's at the.challenges, so you can go and check them out on Instagram. Like I say, I'll put the link in the show notes below. So you basically started this out of your, I think we touched on it a little bit earlier, but you started this back, was it September 2020?
Yeah, that's right. So it's only very recently that we've started doing these kind of targeted specific challenges. Prior to this one, we were just a kind of rolling experience where you join up every month. There's new challenges and there's new things to get your teeth into, but it was very much just very generic and just rolling. But obviously coming up to Halloween, and I mean, this is partly from me as well, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for scary season. I just want to start doing stuff like that. And it was kind of coming to a point where I felt like we needed to change. Like, we've been doing the same thing for almost a year, and I thought that we should shake it up a little bit. So that's when we kind of started with this new way of doing things, which is kind of chunks of 2 or 3 month targeted challenges that will be based around different themes or different times of the year. So obviously, after October, we won't be carrying on with anything scary. We'll maybe move on to something else. And then in the new year, something else too. And then maybe if this was good, we'll come back to it next year. But it's nice. Very recently that it's moved into this way of doing things. And I think it's working really well so far. I mean, we're only 3 days in. It's quite early to say. But the vibe I'm getting from the group is really positive so far. So, I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great, and it's great to have the positivity of the group as well. Like, it's only 3 days in, but people are already getting really into it. And like I say, I only hope more people join as well. So it's $9.99 a month. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So within that, everything's included. So that's the workout plan, That's the daily challenges that you complete. It's access to the group chat where you've got all of the encouragement and motivation and resources that you could ever need. There's recipes on there. There's workout videos, there's links to good articles and things like that. And that's also access onto all of our virtual workouts and our in-person workouts as well. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck, but we wanted to make it affordable so that anyone could join, but obviously hopefully giving the best possible experience to those that do choose to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's thing, you know, there's key things in there that really are so beneficial to people. I mean, even something as simple as a group chat. I mean, again, we touched on it earlier, but even off air as well, that this whole world of scare entertainment, especially here in the UK, although the UK is tiny and it is sort of like this niche market that we all know and love, there's actually so many of us that kind of know each other, that interact with each other, or one year you might work at this attraction, then you might move to another attraction, then you might meet friends back here again. I know you said you had a couple of years off and then went back again. But it's the community, I feel, that will get you through a tough night if you've got some nasty customers, or you're pulling an all-nighter, or they're bringing back, you know, the Brave It Alone, so you've got an extra 2 hour shift, you know what I mean? It's the other people that doing it that help you, that support you. And again, although you're helping people get into a peak mental and physical condition 2 months earlier than they're attempting to, you're also helping them interact with people and get their scare family going a few months earlier, which I think people will only love.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on such a great point, because this really is the heart of the challenges. Like, this all started off me back in September 2020 taking a selfie to put on Instagram and a poll to say, hey, I'm really struggling with motivation at the moment, who wants to join a little group chat and we'll all just cheer on each other? And it's all just snowballed since then. And that's really just what the challenge is. It's a wonderful community full of amazing people who are all so supportive and just look out for each other, cheer each other on. And I mean, obviously, as I said, we're only 3 days in, but the vibe on the chat is just so lovely. I mean, we spent, we're still exchanging messages now where we're explaining our kind of experience in the scare industry, what we've done before, and things like that. And it's just so nice. And it's nice to see how everyone's interlinked in some ways, how we were saying before. And there's people who joined that I didn't think I knew, but actually I know them because we've crossed paths somewhere. So
small world.
It is a small world. And it's just so lovely. And I think that's the most special thing about the challenges. It's the community. And the scare industry, as we've already said, is so supportive already. I mean, I don't really know many other industries, well, at least that I've worked in, that have like something of the equivalent of ScareCon, where you can all get together and celebrate the amazing work of the season.
Absolutely.
And the year. Definitely. And I can just tell like how this is going to snowball, and the kind of connections and networking and friendships that are going to come out of this. I just think it's so lovely already, and I just can't wait to see what's going to happen. So
I'm very excited for you and your team, and I hope it grows and snowballs further. And it's come as well, I think, at such a crucial time in scare actors and anyone who just loves the scare industry's lives as well. I mean, last year was a tough year for everyone, we know that, for everyone around the world, and Halloween got hit pretty hard. I mean, we were quite lucky in the UK compared to our our American cousins. We interact with those. I mean, 20% of our listeners are actually in the States, and we have about 10% of listeners in Germany, a few in Holland, and here and there.
Cool.
And so it's great. So we're talking to the world. Hello, everyone.
But, hello.
But their seasons were even more notched than ours, and you know, we were, I mean, let's take Thought Park for example, because I know you've worked there for a few years. They had to go in such a different approach and have more so scare zones than scare attractions. It was a very different type of vibe, and our usual scare attraction tour throughout the UK was far smaller than than usual. So, yeah. And you do lose that sense of community, that sense of where is everyone? Like, there's two ScareCons we've missed now. That means two ScareCon aftershocks we've missed. It means that people who would go and meet each other at if they work at York Maze that didn't open, or for Avon Valley that didn't open, or somewhere else, you know, there's these people are really missing out on this interaction with their Scare family. And thank goodness for social media and things like that. I think that group chats and quizzes is what got us through the last 18 months. But now, like you say, it's just bringing that that Halloween vibe, that Halloween family, that it's bringing it to people earlier, like by 2 months, which people can only love. But again, it's actually benefiting them as well as, you know, as well as physically and mentally, but also emotionally as well. I really do think that people can get a lot out of this. So I'm mega excited to see how it grows.
Yeah, thank you. No, you've hit the nail on the head there completely.
It's exciting. I hope this podcast helps as well, that you get more people joining. I'll keep plugging. Go to the Instagram page. They've got a link tree on there where you can sign up. You sign up for Dead Strong on part one, then part two you just confirm a few details so you can join the fun. So Georgie, I mean, we've spoken, let's find out a little bit more about you personally. Obviously we know why you sort of created the challenges to sort of help yourself, you know, like last year, and it benefits you, and you started way back in 2013, so you've been scare acting for a fair number of years now. Was it something you sort of fell in love with straight away? Was it something that you sort of had to get into? I understand you had a few years off as well. Did you need that just to sort of fall in love with it again? Tell us your scare story.
So I guess, I was born in Chertsey, so 5 minutes down the road from Thorpe Park, and I feel like I was practically raised at Thorpe Park. I always had a Merlin annual pass, or Two Swords annual pass, as it was known back then.
Old school,
I have a picture of me looking up at, I'm not showing my trivia very well right now, but the giraffe, one of the Thorpe Park Rangers, five, looking up at this giraffe. Anyway, that's just burnt in my mind.
I'm going to use that photo as the photo for this podcast now. Now I'm joking.
Amazing. Well, I'll try and find it for you anyway, so you can see it. It's really cute. I basically was raised at Thorpe Park, and then always went to Fright Nights when I was younger, and loved it, and I was just itching to be a scare actor. Initially, actually, when I was in school, I wanted to move into music and go and do modern music uni and be a singer. I basically wanted to be Hayley Williams.
Absolutely
goddess. And then in my gap year I did Fright Nights. That was my first season as an actor. And I was hooked. I was like, right, well, I guess I'm not going to uni then. I'm going to do this. I was in the closing cast for The Asylum at Thorpe Park, which was loads of fun. Loved that. And then came back the year after in the entertainment team as a host. They didn't have actors back then. So kind of running the live entertainment, the evening entertainment, things like that. Then the following year stayed for Fright Nights and did Saw Alive as an actor, which again was great, being managed by one of my really close friends now, and she's also part of the challenges. Her name's Sophie, so shout out to Sophie if she's listening. And then the next year carried on as an actor and then ended up show captaining for Saw, which was amazing. And then the next year, I again did show captain and I closed the Cabin in the Woods at Fright Nights. Iconic maze, loved that one so much.
I was gonna say, you've had a nice repertoire of attractions you've worked with. These are all like Asylum, Saw, Cabin in the Woods. These are some quality attractions from Thorpe Park.
Yeah, loved them. I mean, for Cabin, I was just so passionate about bringing as many monsters in as possible. A friend of mine, Jim, he's a team leader at Thorpe Park, and we do I say do, did. I mean, it's all very weird now because of COVID, but we do our space productions together. He designed a couple of masks for me for that. So that was so cool. And just tried to just cram as many monsters into that as possible. Loved it. And then we opened I'm a Celeb and Darren Brown's Ghost Train as well during the year. And then after that, I took a few years off and I went and did something quite different, working with kids, okay. An immersive kids attraction in London, which I really enjoyed managing the team there and kind of did some choreography and directing, things like that, which was awesome. I loved it. And then kind of COVID happened and I ended up leaving there and doing some work in cinema, not actually filming films, actually working in a cinema. Which was cool.
Which is cool if you love the smell of popcorn.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
God. Oh my God. Yeah, the smell of popcorn. Love it. And then I ended up finding my way back to Fright Nights last year and absolutely got the bug again. Went back as a show captain, but this time I was a swing, which meant I got to manage three different attractions. So
oh, wow.
I looked after The Crows, The Festival Arena and Roots of Evil alongside some amazing show captains and just had the best time. And I was like, why did I ever leave?
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? You sort of, it's one of those things that you don't know how much you love it until you don't have it anymore. And then you go back and go, ah, this is how much I loved it.
That's the thing. And also the department had grown so much since I'd left. And it was just amazing and staggering to see how much it had been developed. And it was just so lovely coming back. And just, I always have the best time at Thought Park, but particularly last year was just amazing, especially after such a rubbish year we'd all had. And
absolutely.
I mean, I feel conscious of that. I don't want to rub it in because I know that lots of attractions weren't as lucky as us in being able to open. And I just hope that as many attractions as possible are able to open this year and have a good time and definitely. Have the reception that they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were very, very lucky.
Yeah, and Thought Park did, we touched on it earlier, making it very different, sort of the whole Festival Arena. Oh, that was one of my favourite areas of Thought Park ever.
Nice.
And, I was always a fan of old school Thought Park, things like Seven and
yes.
Cursed and Asylum. Mm-hmm. Experiment 10, I think, was way before its time. It really was innovative.
Yeah.
And then it went awesome again when they had all the Lionsgate stuff and Cabin in the Woods being a free flow attraction. We hardly see that at all in the UK. And then it reinvented itself again with the whole Walking Dead years, you know.
So
I feel like it's gone through so many different so incarnations and last year with the whole Festival Arena, and we're good friends with the sponsors of the show, actually UVE created the whole fire area and all the staging and stuff. They did a great job there.
They did.
The atmosphere, and like you say, after such a crappy year we had, I wasn't too bothered about mazes as such, because the scare zones and the dance are I don't like to compare places, but I think it was the closest we've ever got to a Halloween Horror Nights style sort of atmosphere, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, for definitely. Sure. It was so cool. I mean, I remember going to Halloween Horror Nights. This was years and years ago. I mean, I don't recall the year it was, but it was the year they had the Purge there and they had a huge scare zone.
Nice.
And it was me and my, I dragged my dad along because I was in Florida with my dad.
Legend.
As you do. And my dad just hates scary things. So we just ended up sitting in the scare zone and just watching everything happen around us, and it was just the most amazing atmosphere. And like as you say, I feel like that it did get quite close to that, if
definitely.
Not very similar, because you could literally just sit in the scare zone and watch it all unfold in front of you. I think it was so cool. And watching all of the shows as well for Festival, amazing scripts that were written, and the costumes were amazing as well. And just watching it all, like you could literally spend hours in there and learn about all of the characters. The guys came up with some amazing stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was so cool. Loved it.
Absolutely. And are you going to be back at Thought this year?
I will be, yeah. I just got the job as an actor, which is great. Have applied for show captain as well, so we'll see. But regardless, I will be back there, and I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be there for ScareCon Aftershock on the 4th of November. So
amazing.
Very excited. Unfortunately, it means that the whole of October, I'm going to be really jealous of everyone that gets to go there whilst we're like, oh, holding off to the 4th. But it would definitely be worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So, yeah, very, very excited about Thought Park again this year. But before we end this episode, let's bring it back to the challenges, because you have, obviously, with the interaction on the group chats and the daily challenges as well, you have some virtual workouts as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got, it's one a week and they're always on a Thursday, but they are recorded. So if anyone is busy on Thursday evenings and they can't actually make it to the workout, then it will be recorded. But it's just a really nice opportunity for people to all work out together. And all of the collaborators that we have coming to lead these workouts, they're all previous Scare actors or managers. As I kind of said, I've touched on before, so they all know exactly what your body needs to do when you're out there and you're scare acting. But they're all fully trained personal trainers, or they're trained in their craft or their activity. And yeah, I'm just so excited. We've got Savs coming up on Thursday. He's doing a quick fire hit session, so it will literally be 20 minutes. We'll have some weights in there as well, but don't worry if you haven't got weights, we'll tell you how to improvise. Nice. And then we've got Mitch's. I've worked with him at Thought Park and within our space as well. And he's leading a boot camp for us on Thursday the 12th. And then our very own Ellie's doing a bar session with us on Thursday the 19th. And then we've got a collaborator all the way from the States. In Syracuse, I believe. Her name is Alexis, and she's doing some kickboxing with us on Thursday the 26th, which is going to be awesome. There's some stuff on my Instagram as well, which will go in a bit more detail if anyone wants to check it out. And then we've also got a couple of in-person workouts as well. And they're based in Surrey, just because most of the people that we have with us at the moment are based in Surrey, and that's where I live, and I'll be leading them. Mm-hmm. So they will be based in Surrey. However, if there's like a big group of people who are all in a certain area and you want to do one, then I will definitely commute up to you guys and we'll do one. It's just about getting the people in, really. So bring your friends.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so we have those as well. We have one in August and then two in September.
Fantastic. Excellent. But like you say, scope for more if more people are joining, if they have a big group. And it's one of those, isn't it? It could be that from some random screen park in the north, one person wants to join and goes, this is amazing. Everyone else on my team, you should join. And then away you go, really. You've got another whole sort of cluster of people.
Yeah, exactly. I will drive to you. So wherever you are, as long as you're in the UK and you're not overseas, then I'll come to you. I'll make that commitment.
Absolutely. Sounds amazing. Fantastic. And we keep talking about the Instagram page, and that's the main sort of focus point of where to get all the information and where to sign up and things like that. You've also got a giveaway on there as well.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll see if you're scrolling through, there's a picture of me as a clown. Front and center, but we're if you head on there, you can see the kind of prizes that we're giving away. But it's essentially a scare care package, so everything that you would need to look after yourself during the scare season. So we have things like protein bars, makeup wipes, coffee, face masks, and there's a voucher in there for a special effects company, so that you can buy some makeup or contact lenses or whatever you'd like to survive with that, as well as free access to the Dead Strong Challenge as well. So if you'd like to enter that, if you head on the post, then it explains what to do to enter.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm checking it now, and I'll tell you what, I think you've got a second business plan here, Georgie, because I mean, I've a scare care box. Every scare actor in the world needs a scare care box. You know, throat and chest sweets, you know, mud mask, sheet mask, makeup wipes. Like, how many makeup wipes do you get through? Protein bars. They're vegan as well, so it means that anyone can have them. Oh, wow. You know what? I think this is another business where you should totally just start selling these scare care packages in October.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've inspired me there. Maybe I might have to. I mean, I might be taking on too much. Maybe I'll prepare.
Maybe next year. Awesome. But yeah, go and check that out. And like you say, it's on the Instagram page, which I have linked below. And check out the giveaway there. I think that brings us to the perfect conclusion. Georgie, a huge, huge thank you for coming on to Scaretrack. It's been great to chat to you.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, I look forward to meeting you properly in the flesh, hopefully soon.
Absolutely. I'll be there on the 4th of November. And everyone, like I said earlier, head over to the challenges on Instagram. Join up today. Georgie, a huge thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. A huge, huge thank you to Georgie for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast, talking all about the challenges by Georgie, and obviously most specifically Dead Strong Challenge. It's just started here in August, and it's running throughout August, September and October. Perfect for all you scare actors out there. And it's you guys that give us the amazing times each and every time we go to a scare event, whether it be Thorpe Park, Orton Towers, Fear at Avon Valley, York Maze, wherever you are, Dr. Fright's, Walsall Scare Maze. You really do give us a fantastic, fantastic time whenever we visit. And you guys over in Germany as well, in America, whenever we've been to your attractions, you really do just... Actors are insane, man. You guys really are a whole different breed, and I always tip my caps to you because you work your asses off. And I think the challenges by Georgia are only going to benefit you guys. I think it's going to help. I think it's going to help you physically, emotionally, just all round, and with your health and well-being as well. Maybe less injuries, less getting sick, feeling just more awake. I mean, these nights are long and hard, especially if you're an attraction that opens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're going till 10 o'clock at night. That is a long shift throughout the whole of October. So I really do think the challenges are only going to prepare you, like we say, mentally, physically and emotionally for these crazy times this Halloween season. Especially for you guys that may have missed a season last year as well, or if you're brand new to scare acting as well, this can really help, not only help you physically and mentally, but also help with the social side of things as well. The scare family is an important family to me, and with all these scare actors, I know scare families, they're as strong as blood. So, guys, join the challenges. Like I say, the link in the show notes below. And once again, a huge thank you to Georgie for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the challenges grow in the future. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode. A huge, huge thank you for listening. Like I say, as always, be sure to join us over on our social media pages. We love interacting with you guys, whether it be on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat or Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. Again, the links are in the show notes below. If this was the first time you listened to the Scaretrack podcast, a huge, huge thank you. You can click subscribe on literally any platform you're listening on, and you can find out everything Scaretrack related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. Absolutely everything, including our coaster track stuff, our merch store, and also a direct link to our YouTube channel, which we're trying to grow now as well, folks. We've got Behind the Screams episodes, we've got Scarecam vlogs, coaster track vlogs, loads of stuff over on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/scaretrack. If you're able to give us a subscribe there, that would really, really be appreciated. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and let's get scared.